This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I want to call your attention today to the reading from the pen of the Apostle Paul in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, and I shall begin with verse 10. I hope that you will get your Bible and read with me as I read from the American Standard Version. Now I beseech you, brethren, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been signified unto me concerning you, my brethren, by them that are of the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I mean, that each one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? Now note that in the church at Corinth, there was the problem of division. Some of the brethren there were calling themselves after one man. Others were calling themselves after another man. Still others were calling themselves after another man. But Paul here in verse 13 raises two questions. And in raising these two questions, he makes clear what must be true of a person before we can call ourselves after him religiously. Here are the questions. Is Christ divided? The quite obvious answer to that is no, he is not divided. The Bible teaches unity of the followers of Christ. And then the two crucial questions. Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? In other words, if some of you are disposed to call yourselves Paulites or Paulists, after the Apostle Paul, he is saying, there are two things I would like to ask you. First of all, was I crucified for you? Was I, Paul, crucified for you? Absolutely not. Only Christ was crucified for you. In the next place, he asks, were you baptized into my name? And the answer, of course, is no. They were not baptized into the name of Paul. They were rather baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were, in fact, baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And so you see, no man has the right to call himself after any mere man, religiously, unless that person has been crucified for him, and of course that's true of no mere human being, and unless he has been baptized into his name. And of course that again is not true of any human being, or should not be. Now, what does this have to do with our question at hand as to the purpose of baptism? It makes clear not only the essentiality of the crucifixion of Christ, but it also makes clear that we do not have the right to call ourselves Christians, to call ourselves of Christ or after his name, until we have been baptized into the name of Christ. Now, that means that even though you are a believer in Christ, even though you may be a member of some religion, even though you may be very devoutly and zealously involved in religious activity, you do not, according to plain and simple Bible teaching, have the right to call yourself of Christ or to call yourself a Christian until you have been baptized into the name of Christ. That's why Paul, when he found in Ephesus, according to the 19th chapter of Acts, verses 1 through 5, some people had been baptized with the baptism of John. He taught them correctly, and then they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friends, that's Bible teaching, and I plead with you, with all the love of my heart, to open your own Bible and check and see for yourself whether these things are so. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.